Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weekday Wednesday.
Good morning, everyone.
I'm a little sad because if we make an intro, we can't do all that crap.
I know.
We'll do it after the intro. We'll still have 59 minutes and 30 seconds to do it.
We can still do that and put the intro on after that.
Are we on air? Is there anyone out there? What's going on? Can you guys hear us this morning? Over the pot shop? How's it going? Wednesday, August 21st, 2013, 8 a.m. Thanks for joining us for our Morning Weekday Wednesday show. Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid.
We'll have interviews, strain reviews, product reviews, news and information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large. Mr. Cute Kid, you were supposed to do the Wrigley Stadium. Something like that. Anyway, you guys want to play Wrigley Stadium, call in 646-915-8421. Hopefully we have a really fun guest on today. We are talking med testing.
Yeah.
So we have accurate med testing coming on air. But in the meantime, we would like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio C for hosting our show this morning. Along with certification,
we've got demonstrations, classes, lectures, and medication, and all things education related to medical cannabis. Visit the Tumbleweeds website at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com or visit us on THCAZ on Facebook.
Yeah, you can go anywhere and check
you
in.
You can go anywhere.
You can go anywhere
with us. We're kind of like American Express.
Put us in your little pocket. Hey, we'll even give rewards back.
Ooh,
joints here, AIDS there, memberships. What's up, kid? So what's going on this Weekday Wednesday, August 21st? I can't believe it's August. People, I'm seeing Christmas lights already.
I can't hear. I was over at Lowe's the other day picking up some potting soil, and they were getting a whole area ready for Christmas stuff.
Where was that?
Lowe's.
Oh, Lord.
And I was like, you guys have Halloween stuff up in one little section, and you're getting ready for like two rows of Christmas stuff. And I'm just like, can we have can we do the other holidays before you like jump the gun?
Yeah.
We have to get them earlier.
I think you know, starting with one holiday and sticking with it is probably a good idea. Calm down, guys.
Calm down.
Everybody, America, calm the hell down.
Roll
say
up,
it, tech guy.
Something.
Disrespecting the holiness of Halloween.
Yes, you are. Disrespecting the holiness of Halloween.
Not to mention Thanksgiving.
Yes.
What happened to that?
Yeah, what happened to Thanksgiving? Let's skip over that.
What holiday is that?
I know.
Well, you know why they're excited, the corporate headquarters, is because August is the only month that they can take a little vacation and ramp up for all these fall holidays, because August is the only month in our country we don't celebrate a Hallmark holiday, of course, you know?
Which makes it a great
August
month.
It's
a month off.
It's a month off, huh?
So they're
you didn't know that.
Yep, they're jacked up in August. They're like, all right, guys, we have August. That's all we got.
I want to see those stores filled.
I want to see Santa Claus sitting on Halloween or wherever, you know. Jack-o-lantern.
I want Santa wearing a mask.
Oh, man. Oh,
yeah. One year.
Santa's going to wear a mask?
Santa's going to wear a mask.
Wow.
One year, actually, me and my partner, we dressed up as Santa and an elf.
Get out!
Well, we
figured
we could get those costumes right away.
and you
just walk right in on Halloween, and you know that those ones aren't going to be out, but the elf and the Santa costumes were right there.
Right there. There you go. Plan ahead, folks.
Plan ahead.
Get your Christmas costumes for Halloween now. And don't forget to be thankful. Right?
Exactly. For Thanksgiving.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. Well, let's see. Do we have somebody on air yet? Not yet. We got Tech Guy. Maybe we'll put him on. Just kidding. We have lots going on in the world of cannabis, don't we?
We sure do.
Did everybody watch the Gupta, the Ganja Gupta show?
The what?
Sanjay Gupta endorses medical marijuana, says DEA is just blowing smoke. Here, we'll read a little. You did not see this?
No, I didn't.
On CNN.
Did you not hear about it either?
I did not hear about it.
Oh, we must educate.
Well,
bring it on.
There was a little sickness in his family. If you remember, he did miss a week. So
we'll
let that.
All is forgiven.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, I was kind of out of the cannabis world last week. So
maybe it's forgiven. Well, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, the Dr. Phil of actual licensed physicians, published something of an amazing public relations coup on CNN.com in anticipation of the forthcoming Gupta-spearheaded documentary, Weed. The telegenic neurosurgeon wrote an astounding piece praising the benefits of medical marijuana. Contrary to the claims of the Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, pot, classified as a substance with a high potential for abuse, instead leads to dependence in around 9 to 10% of adult users. Gupta writes, by comparison, cocaine, a Schedule II drug, okay, for those out there, Schedule I is real bad, Schedule II is not so bad, so they think cocaine's better than marijuana. So as cocaine is Schedule II, with less abuse potential than Schedule I drugs such as marijuana, cocaine hooks 20% of those who use it. And note, the drugs such as mushrooms and acid are categorized as no schedule due to a high incidence of users wandering around outside and not realizing what time it is. I'm just kidding. But that's what it says.
It does say that.
So acid and mushrooms are not scheduled? Is that what I'm hearing? Wow. Okay.
Acid has to be scheduled.
Mushrooms have to. Well, it's hallucinogenic, aren't they?
Mushrooms are about the same.
Two? Schedule two, we're thinking? All right, well, we'll have to check this out. We're going to have to check our sources. While observing groups of groups as divergent as cancer patients, soldiers battling PTSD, those who suffer from chronic pain, and people who have debilitating seizures, Gupta studied the physical and emotional benefits of marijuana. He even apologized. He apologized.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
I bet he's sorry.
For declining to do his own research on medical marijuana before coming to the conclusion in 2009 that it should remain illegal. I apologize because I didn't look hard enough, he says. Until now, I didn't look far enough. I didn't review papers from smaller labs in other countries doing some remarkable research, and I was too dismissive of the loud chorus of legitimate patients whose symptoms improved on cannabis. Instead, I lumped them with the high visibility malingerers just looking to get high. We have been terribly and systematically misled for 70 years in the United States. And he says, I apologize for my role in that.
Wow.
That's huge. That's huge. That is huge. What? Anybody. Who's going to apologize? I mean, you don't ever see people of note and, you know, come back and say, oops, I was wrong. Yeah. Anyway, it says, happily for Gupta, marijuana users are historically a forgiving bunch. No worries, man. It's all good.
Well, I apologized and said that, you know, the reason why is because everyone needs to do their education and research on this planet.
Yeah, they do. And like he said, even with other countries that are doing, you know, smaller scale research, it's important to look out there and to do your own research and figure out what the heck is going on. In fact, one of our patients brought us a magazine or a newspaper. This is in the Wall Street Journal. I love that these major publications are they're discussing cannabis, marijuana, pot, weed, whatever you refer, whatever you call it. They're putting it out there finally, you know, at least they're not even scared for their readers to be seeing this, because before, this would have been such a taboo subject. They wouldn't even have put it in their papers for fear that, you know, people would judge them and not buy their papers.
Exactly.
Now, I think more Americans, in fact, there's an article that I have printed out that says that no one thinks that we're winning the war on drugs. So, you know, we've got a great article here about what we were hoping to have as a guest today was a lab testing company. But this says that states are wrestling with how to label pot. Want to read a little bit of that for us? Start there, and we'll keep going.
Under Colorado's new recreational marijuana law, all retail pot products, from joints to the laced brownies, will have to be labeled according to their potency starting next January. But pot growers are running into a hurdle. There's no state or industry standards to test marijuana and the tetracannabinol, or THC, the substance mainly responsible for its high-inducing properties. The labels are intended to inform customers on the nature of the product they are buying, not unlike alcohol content labels on the beer or wine. But current test results are haphazard, owners of medical marijuana dispensaries complain, with the same marijuana receiving different marks depending on where it is analyzed. Laboratory owners acknowledge the results vary due to differing methodologies and advise growers not to compare ratings from different labs. The standard margin of error is like 25%, said Evan Anderson, who has used several labs to test the medical marijuana he sells at his Boulder, Colorado dispensary. 14-year-old holistic. That's unexpectable in any kind of scientific setting. The uncertain testing standards underscore the challenge facing Colorado as well as Washington, where voters approved recreational marijuana for anyone 21 and over last year, as state officials race to develop regulations to police and complicated new legal industries that is the first of its kind in the United States.
Wow. I don't like that they said laced brownies.
Right, like
you know?
It's a bad thing.
Yeah, like
that
you're...
That sounds like acid.
Yeah, well,
it
sounds
same.
Like you're putting PCP in someone's joint,
right.
You know, or something like
well,
that, and that's not... That's not the way it works. Although,
yeah.
Fine, maybe it. No.
I mean, if they would have said medicated brownies, that would have been
yeah,
a little more...
Yeah.
Laced.
Accurate. Well, that's like Barbara Walters saying. You
a little
don't
more
work
accurate
like stoners,
from
you know.
Press.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I expect that from...
CNN.
And...
No.
Well... No, that's well, this is the Wall Street Journal.
Oh, Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, that's some big news.
Well.
All right. Well, anyway, that's a really good thing to even bring up for people to talk about, because when you go to, you know, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, you don't go in wondering if your Tylenol is, you know, up to snuff. Laced. Martha.
My cold medicine is laced.
Somehow,
with
you could see the picture of this room here. I ended up with 3 Go pipes fully loaded, and I think I have to leave the room now.
Well, wow, which Go?
Which, yeah, exactly. You better go, girl. Which strain am I doing now? Anyway, yeah. So you don't go and wonder if your ibuprofen or your Aleve is going to work today,
right? Or how much to take, because you know the dosage is the same.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It has to be regulated, as does the whole DUI portion of this, because there are some people that really smoke very randomly. One, you know, maybe once a day, maybe once every couple of days. And for those people, you really need to make an allowance for what is
I mean,
what's
if you
system.
Pulled everyone over that was on Tylenol or
Vicodin,
opiates or
exactly.
Anyone that says that it's, you know, the... side label says not to drive, but they're driving around with their
blinders on,
their Vicodin or their Oxycontin, Oxycodone, any one of those, you know.
Slow reflexes.
Yeah, talk about slow reflexes.
Okay.
You know?
We have a caller on the line here. We're going to say hello and good morning and see who this is. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. How are you? This is James and Rich with Accurate Med Testing.
Good morning, Rich. How are you?
Yay. How are you? I wanted to take a minute and introduce ourselves and let everybody know that, you know, we're another option and alternative for med testing in Arizona. Actually, what I wanted to do is even see about giving away 10 free tests to some of the patients or caregivers today that would be willing to bring down a 1 gram sample that we would test for free and email out. So, Kim, if that's okay with you, if your listeners, if that's okay for them to bring a sample, the first 10 to come down there and bring a sample, we would do the testing, and we would get it emailed off to them. But, you know, we don't really have much time this morning, but I wanted to get on the phone and just let people know that, you know, we are a new company in Arizona, and we're doing testing for $25 a strain. And we just want to give, you know, Arizona a caregivers and patients and growers another alternative to get their meds tested.
Wow, that's a really
awesome.
Inexpensive little setup you got there. That's fantastic.
And what are you testing for?
So we really specialize in the CBDs, the THC and CBNs. Right now, we do look for the mold and the bugs under microscopes, but we're focusing right now on the CBDs, THC, and CBNs.
Okay, and how about edibles and things like that?
Edibles, currently not right now. We do have another machine that we're working with right now with a biochemist. So we're going to look at getting into the waxes and the concentrates, doing edibles and that type of thing, kind of moving forward in Arizona as everything is kind of starting to roll. But, you know, we're excited to be here and we're excited to help out. We're actually around the state today, and we're going to be picking up, I believe, 6 different dispensaries around the state today to do testing. So we have some big ones out of Phoenix, Bloom Dispensary and a few others. That are actually, we'll put a testimonial on our webpage, which is www.accuratemedtesting.com, just to let people know that, you know, we are a legit company and we're here, for the needs of the growers and the patients.
And so in with, you're going to do oils and stuff later, you said, right, as part of your testing?
Correct, and this may be even less than a month away. They're kind of rolling right now with it. What we specialize in is the mobile testing. I mean, if there's multiple strains that need to be done, we can actually come to you and do the testing in front of you. So that's really what we're focusing on right now, because there's really nothing out there in Arizona that does mobile testing.
Wow, that's awesome.
What's the turnaround time on the results?
I'm sorry?
What is the turnaround time on your results?
Oh, yeah. So testing, if you drop off a sample, or not drop off, actually, we pick up. So our turnaround time is 24 to 72 hours. If there's any issues, after the 72 hours, we'll contact and let people know, there may be a delay. But typically, usually within 24 hours, unless we're backed up, we like to get the email results out to our customers.
Well, and I can tell you that for Tumbleweeds Health Center, we had beautiful full color email results in less than 48 hours, and that was awesome. And
excellent.
I can't tell you how much our patients appreciate having test results. They were surprised by the low THC and AK-47, but were blown away by the high CBDs and Skunk 47. Almost, it was a 0.97,
wow.
So it was good,
yes.
But... we had a Blue Dream at 22% THC, so, you know, we've got stuff all over the board. And speaking of the variance in your results, how do you verify the results that your lab produces? How do you do that? How do you measure the accuracy of what you're doing versus, like, AZ MedTest or the companies in California?
I see. Yeah, so basically the way we do our testing is there's a standard or a calibration that is ran before every single strain that we test. There is an average of 3 to 5 tests taken per strain, so we can get an accurate reading to be able to give our customers, with the testing.
Wow.
So that's kind of how we're doing it now. And, you know, if you're open to the idea of, the guests coming down the first 10 and bringing a sample, we would stop by today to pick up these testing results either today or tomorrow.
Well, yes, let's do that. We will definitely make that arrangement. And it would be a wonderful thing to actually have you at the health center doing some testing. We could make a day of it or make an hour or two of it.
Absolutely. Yep. And maybe we could even talk about maybe bringing our mobile machine in there if we get enough people. And we could do the testing right there in front of everybody so they can see exactly what we're about. We'll also be in Phoenix September 7th at the Farmers Market at the VFW. We have a table over there. So we're starting to expand, and we just really want to get the name out there, and get some tests out to people to see that, we are what we say we are, and we're accurate.
That's excellent. And so you're testing for the 3 cannabinoids right now. What about the other ones that people are finding are very important as well? We know the plant has them. When will you test for them?
Yeah, we'll probably... a month to 3 months out before that happens, and we're really trying to get into the pesticide part of the testing also. So I don't have an exact date, but it definitely is coming in the future. As we grow as a company, I think that we'll be able to offer, you know, what med testing does in Colorado, that type of really detailed information.
Hey, Rich, Cannabis Kid here. I was wondering how the whole setup works. Now, we're testing for CBDs, THC, and CBNs. How does this machine that you were talking about actually test for those cannabinoids?
So give me 1 second. Let me go ahead and put Rich on the phone. I mean, he can explain a little bit more as far as how a standard is calibrated and what it's measured on. 1 second, okay?
Cool.
All right. So we're waiting for Rich. Yes, here he is.
Hi, how's it going? So I guess your question was basically, how does it kind of work in a sense?
Yeah.
And what it does, after the calibration, how the calibration judges it is that the CBDs, the THC, and the CBNs that are put in there, the larger amounts, they burn for a longer period. And what the machine's doing is it's measuring how long a certain chemical burns. And so and that's how exactly it gets its specific number of its level of THC or CBD or CBN.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. So then how, if you're waiting, you know, a couple months to get, I don't know, what, do you get a different machine to test the different cannabinoids, or
Yeah, you can basically add on to the machines in a sense, get new machines that work together, and then for different groups, yes.
Right. So where are you guys located? Do you have a center that some people could come see, or are you just primarily doing the mobile thing right now?
Well, we don't have a public lab per se. We're located just outside Sierra Vista, but what we mostly focus on is coming to pick up the lab, the customer service, and getting to check things out and letting people know how we work. Because we feel like the public lab, just people coming and dropping off their labs, just doesn't really explain. I feel like we feel like people have a lot of questions out there because it's not always people doing it the same way and having the same explanations of how things work. So we like to explain it to people a little bit better.
I was going to ask that. What kind of questions are patients asking you guys?
Some of the questions they ask are, do we want just one bud? Do we want multiple buds? And what we try to tell them is that we'd like it from different parts of the plant so that we can get an overall average. You know, if you pull a plant in the top part, like the tips or whatever, a little more potent, a little more ripe versus the lower branches, depending on how it's ripening, you get different consistencies there as far as the total average of the potency. And so this way we try to get a complete all-around average on your plant so we can give you a real consistent idea of what your numbers are running.
That's awesome. And how much do you need, half gram, gram?
We need a gram of completely dried flowers, and it's important that it's completely dried. And the reason why is because we have to weigh everything exactly down to the same amount to get a consistent number. We have to make sure that it's dry. Otherwise, any wetness at all in there completely throws off our numbers, our balances, our measurements.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So what? Wait, I didn't get to hear the rest of the part. So you guys burn it down to a certain amount, and then how do you measure the chemicals? You said that were burned off first. Is there a log somewhere that says, oh, this CBDs burn off at this amount, THC burns off at this amount? How does that work?
Okay, basically our computer is hooked up to a machine that when it's burning it, it's measuring what chemicals are being burned and how long they're being burned for. And then the computer's reading and analyzing it for us and giving us basically a printout of what's happening. And then we analyze or adjust what we need to on the printouts to get you a consistent answer there.
Oh, okay.
I really don't know how to explain that. I should explain that a little better. That sounded horrible. So,
no, that's
sorry about that.
I was just trying to think. I was like, when I first thought about AZ-Med or just med testing in general, I was thinking, you know, do they just set someone up with this strain and then they, like, use it a little bit and they kind of say, oh, I'm feeling this, I'm feeling that. You know, is it smoked? Is there an actual person that's involved with the testing?
More of a computer.
More of a computer, yeah. So
you wanted that job.
More accurate adult,
yeah,
result.
He was really asking for the job.
Yeah, I was wondering if there was any open.
Yeah, we're always looking for people to grow our company. Absolutely. If anyone's interested, just go to our website www.accuratemedtesting.com and send us your resume, and we'll see what you got. Absolutely.
Awesome, Rick.
I have a question. So in the news these days, the higher the CBDE and the CBN level, the better for cancer patients, things like that. What are the highest levels that you're seeing, and are you specifically testing only Arizona strains? Because we know people go and they get meds from California and Colorado and bring them over, but we want to know about your strain levels in Arizona meds. How are we faring?
As far as the THC, we're faring okay. We're probably on the average in the upper teens for the most part. We have hit some 20s and mid-20s, but we haven't really gotten any higher than that. As far as the CBDs and the CBNs, I wouldn't really say we found any really high scores, to be honest with you. We found on the average, I think we found a couple, 1.5 I think was the highest, maybe 2%. But nothing real crazy that I could really brag about. We have come across a strain that we know some people are working on. It's called Pennywise, and the rumor has it that they expect it to score in the 12% plus, which is outrageous.
So we'll
see what happens. There's no promises there, but we know it's in the works right now.
And what's the name of that strain?
Pennywise.
Oh. All right.
From subschool TGA strains.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we've heard of the Charlotte's Web with
sure.
the little girl.
Sure.
Yeah, and various other strains. You know, there's apparently some in Afghanistan with 15% plus. So that'd be great to get some of those things. Yeah.
Yeah, sure would.
So what's next for your company?
Well, right now we're just trying to promote the flowers and get that going. And really show how good we can be and precise with it and perfect it. And once we perfect that, we're going to move on to the tinctures, you know, anything hash, whatever we can get into, wax and stuff like that.
Edibles and things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. And so you go all over the state picking up samples?
We sure do. Today we're going from Flagstaff all the way down to Southern Arizona. So we cover the state all day long.
Wow.
And do you guys get in the – so are you patients?
We are patients. We have to be there in order to carry the products.
Excellent. And are you guys political at all? Are you getting out there and getting into politics of this?
We're not right now. Not as much as we should be, to be honest with you. We should be a little more outgoing about the whole thing and stuff. But no, we're right now we're just focusing on the company, but we will get more political as things develop a little more in Arizona.
Excellent. That's awesome.
So now, Rich, you guys are traveling around, so the machine must not be very huge. It must be pretty small.
Well, we have multiple machines. We have a portable one we can bring to the customer if they want to see it or if they have a lot of strains, and it just makes it easier to just do them right there and get it over with. And then we also have a larger machine that we use that's a little more based back at the lab, per se, and that's where our biochemists would double check stuff like that on us.
Are they, in accuracy, are they the same as the mobile unit as accurate as your station?
Yes, they have to be. That's why he recertifies everything. All the numbers that we get, we send to him, and he double checks on us. And then we also, just to get to make sure we're accurate, when we're done with those labs, we come back and he rechecks them on his, just to double check everything to make sure that what we set off was correct.
Awesome.
And you guys have a Facebook and a website, I know, so people can get out there and like you and get the conversation started with people testing their meds.
That's
Accurate Med Testing on Facebook. They can just check you out there. And then your website is www.accuratemedtesting.com.
.com.
Yep. Correct. Yep.
Awesome. Well, we will definitely have a mobile unit of yours come down to Tumbleweeds Health Center soon and show the patients exactly what you're doing, because they do need this.
I think it's
going
to be great
thing.
For them to actually see what it is all about and how med testing and what it looks like.
And this will help with the standardization of, you know, of all the meds, which is what
we were reading about this morning in the Wall Street Journal. They need the meds to be standardized, tested, and
consistent.
Yeah,
right.
Consistent.
Because if we're going for the next step, I mean, it's definitely what needs to happen. Is
bump
the
it up.
Standardized.
Yep.
And, yep.
Standardized.
Sounds like you guys are going in the right direction.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for having us on.
You bet. Have a great day, and we will see you very soon.
You
thank
too.
You
thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Take care. All right. Accurate med testing. Yeah, that's great.
Well, I actually have their Facebook up right now.
Brand new page. Brand new company.
Brand new.
They've been open about a month and a half now, I think, 2 months. So they're really trying to get out there. They're driving all over the state.
And they're getting
direct patient feedback. That's just wonderful.
Right.
It is wonderful.
That's what we need.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's absolutely what we need. The patients, you know, and especially because there are a lot of patients that need their meds tested and they live way out, you know, middle of nowhere, or maybe they're willing to go, you know, meet them partway or somewhere, or, you know, who knows, drop them off some week. We'll have a mobile med testing once a month or something, you know, that would be really fun.
Cool. You know, another component adding on to that whole med testing is I was kind of serious with Rich. I wanted to, you know, if there's someone there, if they're testing all of the cannabinoids that are in the plant that someone brings in, you know, maybe actually having someone there talking about what this plant does for them as a patient,
yeah,
you know, or a caregiver. You know, I give my people who have this and this, this kind of medication, what are the CBDs in it, so they can kind of measure up and say, this is really,
yeah,
you know, because we're talking about accurate med testing and where it falls in with,
it has to be
like
consistent.
If it has the high CBD, is it
right.
great for pain relief, or is anyone feeling that?
Right.
Computer can't not gonna say,
hey, that makes
I feel
really
good.
Relaxed.
You know,
yeah.
I know.
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
Someday. Hey, I'm not saying they have computers that are your friends now these days or something.
Right.
So.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah. That's just a great thing that we have another company that knows mm-hmm. the importance of testing, and they're going to look for aliens and send them down to Tumbleweed. I know they're going to get their aliens certified. Did you know, I was looking in the news this morning, the Canada News, cannabis can prevent cancer caused by cigarette use, according to a new study. We're so psycho. I mean, psychic. We were just about to read the same story and hadn't discussed it with each other. Look at that. A new study published by the journal J Stage and funded by the Ministry of Education, Culture, Sports, Science, and Technology of Japan has found that cannabinoids, whether it's THC, CBD, or CBDV, were effective at blocking a certain enzyme which is known to cause cancer and is produced in large amount when cigarettes are consumed. These results suggest that the pentylresinol structure in CBD may have structurally important roles in direct CYP1A1 inhibition. Although the whole structure of CBD is required for overall inhibition, according to researchers. And this enzyme, which isn't dangerous at low levels, is produced in large quantities when someone smokes cigarettes at large doses. The enzyme is linked to cancer. So if you've got a pack-a-day smoker, the CYP1A1 enzyme is not your friend. So,
I know this just blew a lot of people's minds right now.
And researchers state that accordingly, CBD and its related compounds, which are potent inhibitors of this enzyme activity, would be useful as a lead compound in anti-cancer chemotherapy.
Woo! Do your research, folks.
Yeah.
Do your own research.
Get educated is what we're telling you.
Or just listen to us.
Tune in to We Say Wednesday.
Well, I don't know if you want to do that. Or, you know, we're here.
It is a lot of work.
It is.
What else you got, kid?
Well, I wanted to comment on this, and I think what we're seeing is, you know, big pharma, big tobacco.
Oh.
Yes. Big ag are they're gonna get their money's worth. They're running for their money right now because I think a lot of people are waking up and they're seeing what is actually going on in this country and the world at large.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're seeing a lot more people waking up and
mm-hmm.
saying, "Hey, there's other medicines, there's other treatments out there. other than this horrible chemotherapy.
It's bigger than...
Oh, and it's way bigger than
our
anything.
Our state or
right.
our country.
Right, it's the
it's
world.
It's the world.
It really is. At large.
At large.
And the history that this plant has
right.
behind it is unbelievable.
More than any other history.
We
that,
started, you know...
Yeah. The point is getting out there, educating yourself on, hey, if you are tired of taking the medication that you're on, see if there's something in cannabis that can help you out.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not going to get the side effects of making yourself sick, the liver failure that comes with many years of using pharmaceuticals.
Your
body's going to thank you. I mean, once you get out there, your body's really going to thank you and say, hey, I'm really glad that you made this decision.
Yeah.
And smokers. I mean, think about, hey, maybe if you can't, because it'll calm the nerves.
You can get healthier, even with your, ailment, by using the cannabis in a way that teaches your body how to react. You can get healthier even in your disease.
Right.
One of the most beautiful things about cannabis. I mean, we need to know how these plants are affecting us because it's so positive. I just am still blown away by that little girl on CNN, you know?
Yeah.
You think of that and you're like, why deny children this
or
miracle?
Anybody. Why deny anybody?
And their parents. And
Everyone.
Their grandparents. And
I mean, when it comes down to it, we can go here again. It's just a plant.
Ooh.
It's just a plant. And it's a plant that's been around for thousands of years.
And
it is.
I mean, there's dozens of these stories.
Mm-hmm.
To the brave Michaela,
to Cash
Hyde. I mean,
all the ones that we don't know.
Exactly.
You know?
Right. Yeah. And
I think if you're a smoker, smoke a joint every once in a while.
Yeah.
If you're going to smoke a joint every once in a while.
Get healthier.
Well, it's an instantaneous way to
get your endocannabinoid system going. It'll
Start
wake it up.
Start eating healthier.
Right. Yeah.
Use it as a medication to feed your body.
Well,
right.
And it's also, in this country, we're not used to this, but we need to really work on preventative medicine
and
preventative health care
and
cannabis is a
falls
wonderful
right in that
way
it's at the top of it
to do that if you juice it or eat it raw. Dr. Cohen says your body can assimilate 60 times the medicinal value than if you were to smoke it, vaporize it, eat it. So imagine that, the raw, whole, fresh plant, you get 60 times the amount of medicine from that. Imagine how good a smoking a joint makes you feel. Why don't you try throwing that in your smoothie in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Holy cow. And
if you're
not heating it, it's not psychoactive. However, what the feeling that you get from the inside out, it's euphoric because you feel internally your cells feel
they
good.
They are thanking you. That's
yeah,
what
they feel alive.
Is.
And like they're rejuvenated again and they're alive again. Yeah,
that's what euphoria is. It's your body saying thank you.
Yeah.
You should be feeling that way all the time.
Yeah. It's
you
it.
Should be happy all the time.
Remember how you used to feel that way.
You know what
that
song was about.
I just saw the little birds running all around. Okay. A little euphoric here. What else we got in the news today besides happiness? Oh, well, we talked about this earlier. There's a survey. The new Rasmussen Report survey was released over the weekend, which basically found out what we already know, that almost no one thanks for winning the war on drugs. I would imagine that Kevin Sabat is somewhere hanging out with Dwight Holton trying to figure out why less and less people want to be a part of their prohibition club, according to the reports. Just 4% of Americans believe the United States is winning the war on drugs. Four. Hello.
There's
Wake
another 96% out there.
According to a new Rasmussen Report National Telephone Survey, 82% disagree and 13% are undecided. 4% of people are speaking up saying, yeah, we're winning? Are you kidding? Wow. Okay, I'm sorry, but the guys on the other end of the phone are like, okay,
right.
Thanks for your answer.
Good
All right. Pass that one down to them. No, but okay, you're allowed to have your own opinion, but you need to do your research and look at the facts and look at the statistics and look at Brave Michaela and Cash Hyde and all,
keep
and
on
all
doing
the
this,
people.
Folks.
Like, if you saw the, look up Sanjay Gupta and watch that show. If you go to YouTube and type in weed, what really impressed me was the gentleman that had the diaphragm disorder. Holy Toledo, this guy had a diaphragm that automatically, it
twitched.
Well, it twitched.
Like having the hiccups
all
the time.
Yeah, it was seizing on him almost.
Yeah.
And so it was like doing push-ups or sit-ups, like
very
constantly,
painful.
Very painful. And he was
could
going
only tolerate
through,
it
could
for
barely
like
talk.
8 minutes or something where
well,
it just drove him nuts after that.
Yeah, on the show they had let him go for 8 minutes, but in his real life I don't think he goes more
no,
than a minute without
God.
He
yeah.
smoked pot and it instantly relieved his symptoms.
Seconds.
Within seconds. So he was convulsing, you know, in his diaphragm, and within seconds he was able to speak clearly. Before that he was stuttering.
I remember him.
You know,
remember
so
the facts are out there.
They are. Do
the
your
education
research.
Is out there. Do your research. If you're tired of taking the medication that you're taking right now, there's probably something else out there. Cannabis, other, you know, other holistic ways that you can actually
well,
go about doing
that. The beautiful thing about it is it doesn't hurt anything.
No.
And it, there, the side effects are nothing like what you get with medications and, you know, but I think that sick people need to continue their medication and use a
cannabis
plant
alongside
that,
with it.
Like an herb,
so,
you know, in your
mm-hmm.
food.
In conjunction
and
with your medication.
Build your body, get stronger. That's sort of what I'm thinking that us as patients, we should be able to do.
Right.
So I don't know about you guys, but I didn't receive that.
Choice.
I didn't receive that phone call. But if you did, here's the questions that they asked you. This is very interesting. So I guess they randomly. Well, I used to receive those kinds of phone calls when I had a landline, when they did all the demographic surveys and stuff. But the questions.
Surveys. Yeah.
Yeah. So the question is, and I think it's probably harder with cell phones now because you're not allowed to just go get anyone's number. Okay, number one, how closely have you followed recent news reports about drug laws? Very good question. So that's the first, you know, how educated are you? Because the following questions probably depend
get
a lot
some deep.
On that. Well, they just depend on that.
Right, that first question is perfect to start it off with because they're not going to get any of the other ones.
Do you or don't you?
Yes or no.
The federal government, number two, the federal government has strict mandatory minimum sentences for certain drug-related offenses. Do you agree or disagree with the use of mandatory minimum sentences for certain crimes? Okay. Number three, some argue that the use of mandatory sentences has filled prisons with thousands of nonviolent offenders, mostly convicted of drug crimes. Do you favor or oppose the plan that would reduce the number of these nonviolent offenders sent to prison? Number four, are there too many Americans in prison today? Number five, should marijuana be legalized? Number six, who should decide whether marijuana is legal in a state, the state government or the federal government? Number seven, have you smoked marijuana within the last year? Eight, is the United States winning the war on drugs? And nine, does the United States spend too much or not enough money on the war on drugs? Is the amount spent right?
No.
No. Interesting questions.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting, because they open it up with, they don't specify at the very beginning that it's marijuana. They just say, have you followed recent drug laws, not marijuana laws. And then they get into it, and then they say, halfway into it, randomly, do you want to
well, the only
marijuana?
Ones really in the news right now are the marijuana laws or cannabis.
Yeah, that's because we have, as a society, has allowed Vicodin and other prescription drugs and things like that in our
Sheriff
society.
Joe, Ohio.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I live in Tucson. Why am I getting mail from the Phoenix Sheriff?
Huh.
What did you get mail about?
Oh, supporting him.
Oh. Well, because, anyway, you may know people in Phoenix you might want,
Holy cow.
So, those are interesting questions.
I'll support him.
I wanted to talk about, you were talking about the juicing with the cannabis, and I had a really good one, and it wasn't from any actual cannabis source. It was actually from my juicing blog that I get from a gentleman.
And
it's the amazing health benefits of juicing raw cannabis marijuana leaves. Okay. Contrary to popular belief, the marijuana plant is a whole lot more than just a psychoactive drug that stoners use to get high. In raw form, marijuana leaves and buds are actually loaded with non-psychoactive antioxidants, anti-inflammatory and anti-cancer nutrient compounds known as cannabidiol, CBD. That is proving that the miracle superfood capability of preventing and reversing a host of chronic illnesses thought you may have wanted to hear much about it, but the CBDs found in the marijuana plant, marijuana is technically just a vegetable, by the way, and is highly medical substance with unique immune regulating capabilities. Since the human body already contains a built-in indigenous cannabinoid system, complete with cannabinoid receptors, inputting CBD from the marijuana can normalize the body's functions, systems, including cell communication and proper immune function.
Okay. Wow. I actually tried this juicing thing.
Uh-huh.
And it was great.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to get a couple of days of decent, you know, just my morning juicing. I'm trying to get in shape here, you know. So I was trying to get stronger, and I juiced. I felt great.
What did you juice? The cannabis?
I juiced the cannabis. Yes,
the leaves or?
The leaves. I didn't know what the heck I was doing. But I took the leaves, and someone was throwing away some plants that no one would buy because they wouldn't, you know, they weren't the right kind, you know. So I was like, okay, let me try this out. You know, so I put at least a cup of those dry leaves mostly, and some of them were already seeding. So I thought, oh, good, we're getting the maybe some of that flax oil type stuff, omegas and all that kind of stuff. So that was mixed in there with this. And then I just whipped it up. Like in the morning, I got one of those magic bullet
blenders. Uh-huh.
Oh, really cool. Great. My brother gave it. Oh, I love my
any
brother.
Blender will work.
Any blender will work. You can use a regular blender, juicer.
I threw it in there, and I threw in what I had previously juiced with, which for me is like spinach, and I don't like the taste sometimes of vegetables. I like it sweeter, so I throw in things like applesauce and honey or cherry,
like
or whatever.
Like a sweet chef up in your house.
But man, I just felt so good. I felt good for the day like I used to.
What the best part of the juicing is, you know, drinking it in the morning, because that way you're on an empty stomach. Your body is getting the maximum nutrients from all of that juice that's actually right there.
It can absorb it for the walls of the stomach.
I know, I've been reading all this stuff for a while, but to actually physically try it, and I tried, you know, the juicing, the raw juicing, and I did feel better on that, but this was like supercharged doing that for me.
I tell people all the time.
If I don't have a bullet and I use a blender, what do I do?
So you put all your stuff in there.
A couple handfuls of leaves.
As far as the cannabis goes, you want a couple handfuls of fresh cannabis leaves. If you can get them fresh and raw, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
And then grind it up in
whatever
you
want. You're going to want to add some apples, some spinach, cinnamon. I do a cup of water.
Flavoring, some of those extract flavorings, if you really can't tolerate the taste.
Yeah.
Because some of us have to cover some of those heavier cannabis tastes.
Yeah.
But
it
was well worth it.
It's a very herby and vegetable-y, and it's hearty, and
it just feels good.
Yeah, it's very fresh.
I imagine if it's raw, it's going to have that grassy taste.
Right, you're definitely going to get
wheat
grass. Exactly.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So plug your nose.
Add your juice to it, and then just set it on blend.
And you start looking forward to
take
that tea.
Right.
Just like your body cries for it.
And then is this a daily or a couple times a week?
I do it every morning.
You should do it every morning.
Not with cannabis, but
at least
if you can with cannabis.
I would do it.
Yeah, I would try to. Well, I'm thinking about trying it daily. You know, I wanted to. You know, I'm still testing.
Yeah.
So if you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, there's a video section, and the very first video is labeled Leaf. Check it out. It's only 15 minutes, and it's a great video about the powerful effects of juicing your cannabis. So check that out.
And I've got some other ones that I'm actually going to send Belle that are
some
from...
videos?
Yeah, some videos.
And we'll post them on our Facebook page, and maybe we'll put some more up on the website as well. We are getting down to the last few minutes of our show here. We always go over. We got 10 minutes left, but we're going to go over. We know it. So just a couple of things. It's still August. We still have $50 Friday memberships through August. Yay. So come on down for your Meducation hours. Nurse Mary D will be down here discussing the various effects of cannabis on your system and how it may help you. And maybe we'll talk juicing this week. Good idea. And also, we are moving just slightly over, just a sweet over. Don't worry, we're still in the same. You can still drive into the same parking lot and find us. We're just switching suites. And we might even be the same suite number. We're looking into that, too. That's a possibility. So we're hoping that happens. We have 25% off some of our special pipes. At the health center, come check it out. And what else is going on? What is it? Today's the third week in August. Yeah. So we would like to. We are going to turn two in November. We're turning two. Tumbleweed is turning two.
That's right.
And you can't say we'll cry if we want to, but we'll vape if we want to. This Saturday's class is Ask an Expert, and it's the last Saturday of the month. We have our
the last Friday.
We will have a Holy Smokes rep down here sometime this month.
Yeah.
It's usually the last Saturday of the month. I'm getting a little indication that it's not going to be. So we will keep you posted. So listen to the show and check out Tumbleweed Health Center calendar, which is at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com to find out all the latest news, classes, information, all that good stuff. And we are going to read our history timeline and our empathy to wrap things up here a little bit. So we have you were sickly.
I was here.
You were sickly. All right. In the year 800 to 900. 800.
That's a long time ago.
800.
That's a long time ago.
How long ago was that?
Well, I don't even want to do that math.
Well, it's 2013.
Yeah, minus 800. All right.
Couple thousand years. Okay.
There we go.
Caveman? I don't
know. Long ago. Chinese surgery. Did we do it?
Yeah, very good.
Cannabis was used medicinally across the Arabic world in Roman times, applied to a wide variety of ailments from migraines to syphilis, and was used as an anesthetic and an analgesic. The great 9th century Islamic physician Razes prescribed it widely, and also there was a contemporary, an Arab physician named Ibn Washia, I don't know, but this person warned of the potential effects of hashish, which he wrote was a lethal poison. Well, maybe if you got too high and fell asleep, someone might thought you may have keeled over, but we've heard of no death so far. But back in the Arabic world in Roman times, they were using it for migraines, to syphilis, as a anesthetic, analgesic.
Wow.
Very, very, very long ago, people.
Some good
this
stuff.
Was like 1941 when they made us stop all this. All right, so empathy. Food for thought. Why don't you read a little bit about what it is? Tell us about empathy.
So empathy, food for thought, is an attempt to show at a glance the illogical distance between what is socially and legally acceptable, the why, and what is forbidden, the why not. Scientists and doctors are making wonderful discoveries about the cannabis excerpts, its beneficial effects. We need to publicize their findings in an unbiased way to the widest possible audience. We need to stop the obstruction of research and the criminalization of a useful plant like cannabis. This information is meant to be shared. So check out www.why-whynot.net.
And we actually had the author, Ivan. He goes by Ivan Art. He was on for our one-year Weed Day anniversary special, which you can actually, you can go to iTunes and listen to those. You can go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com and listen to those. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/Weed Day Wednesday and listen to those. So there are plenty of places to listen to past shows and get all sorts of great information. And he even warned and threatened of writing Empathy 2. So we're hoping he's well on his way, because I think this is our third time reading this.
So the why, we're going to...
Give us the picture.
The picture is a classroom.
Okay.
And the kids are all standing in line. They're all with their hands in their, on their desks together.
Oh, yeah.
Looking forward, paying attention. And then there's the looking like maybe the not so adapt kids in the classroom standing in the line while the teacher puts Ritalin in their mouth.
What? Oh, no. Oh, it is. She's got a bag.
Boy, you guys just like, nearly had a conniption.
We did.
What?
Well, that's just...
Well, that's what's happening.
Children.
That's what's happening right now in our country.
It is.
Wow. And that's why the kids in the background are sitting there looking
good,
stoic.
Because they've had
like
Ritalin.
Dead. They're just
So, why? Children on Ritalin.
Why?
In the United States, by the year 2000, 7 million children with attention deficit disorder were prescribed Ritalin, a strong form of speed
to make them run around
a strong form of methamphetamine that lowers appetite. If you don't know what speed is, it's meth. So you're actually giving the children meth. I mean, really high dosages.
Is that
for kids?
Speed.
Yeah.
Lowers appetite and stunts their growth.
Okay.
Other known side effects include nervousness, dizziness, insomnia, joint pains, headaches, increased blood pressure, fever, rapid heartbeat, abdominal pain, and psychosis. Wow, that sounds like the end of a pharmaceutical commercial. There have been 51 deaths among children and adults taking the drug for ADHD.
And uncounted brain-affected children.
Mm-hmm. Attention deficit hyperactive disorder in the United States since 1999. Similar drugs for ADHD include Lilly's Adderall, and these fun.
Zylert. I don't know. Just
In 2004, these companies respectively generated sales at the amount to approximately $552 million. $607 million, and $60 million.
And that was in 2010. I just have to keep saying that. This book was written a little while ago.
Right.
You know?
And so that means that these numbers have risen
a
lot.
I don't even want to know.
So it's just scary to know that this is the way that the country's wanting to go. I mean, unless they start standing up for what they want.
Drugging the people. The population.
Keeping them as a herd.
They're Stepford kids.
Well,
yep.
Think about your children, but also think about your adults.
Right.
Well, and
yeah,
speaking of that, on the flip side, we've got why not adults on cannabis? And you see in this lovely little green garden, you've got Grandma holding her volcano bag, and Grandpa sitting in his wheelchair. He's actually smoking a doobie and watering his garden of AK-47 he's got labeled here. There's a couple patients in the back smoking a bomb. And then the doctor's walking around with his little chart, and he's happy and smiling and just observing his patients that are feeling a lot better. And it says, recent studies show that cannabis can be useful in nursing homes, alleviating symptoms of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, arthritis, chronic pain, and aggression that comes with dementia. Wow. Although the elderly account for only 12.7% of the nationwide population, they consume roughly one-third of the total prescription medications and about 40% of all the over-the-counter medicine, and according to a 2006 study in clinical geriatrics. Side effects from taking large amounts of powerful pills by many nursing home residents can be severe and may cause death. And that, you know, we've been seeing in the news, actually, and I don't know if it was on a YouTube show or the Sanjay Gupta special, but we were watching an actual nursing home where this gentleman at the age of, what, 85, was smoking a pipe.
Yes,
for
he
the
started
very,
when he was 77.
Started when he was 77,
yeah,
and I think it was...
He was in Israel. They were
Israel?
In,
they were in
Israel.
Israel
is one of the places that's doing incredible research on
with
cannabis.
CBDs. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And now a lot of the cannabinoids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he...
And they filmed him.
Yeah,
at the
fantastic.
Age of 85, living in a nursing home and smoking cannabis provided by his government.
Yeah.
A
excellent.
Standard dose for all these years, and boy, was he bright and wonderful.
Well,
and happy and relaxed.
Yeah,
and
that's
even,
how
you should watch it. It's just heartlifting.
Yeah, it is. Well, we're there. We made
wow.
it to the end of our show. We would like to
we made
say,
it.
We'd like to. Did we make it?
Did we?
We made it.
Barely.
We would like to thank Accurate Med Testing for
yeah.
stopping by yeah. and telling us about the
thank you guys. Yes.
We wish him the best.
We can't
of
wait to meet him in person.
Well,
yeah.
Well, I had the honor already.
Yeah.
I cheated. That's how
well,
I
can't wait
until
they
we're
down.
Gonna come. They're gonna do their mobile testing. We're gonna have a mobile Accurate Med Testing Day, and we'll
like
have
a Saturday or something.
Yeah, the, and we'll have the first 10 patients that come get their strength tested free.
Sweet.
Yeah, and that's. All thanks to Accurate Med Testing. We would like to thank Blog Talk Radio, Growers House, Mary Jane Survival Guide, Tumbleweeds Health Center, Studio C, for allowing us to use their beautiful space to have this show every week. We've got the Cannabis Patient Network, Regina Nelson and Mark Pearson.
Awesome.
And I think
those guys are doing some amazing
oh,
work.
Oh, my gosh. They, have
they are taking Colorado and New Mexico by storm.
Mm-hmm.
Those two have been on the road, meeting up, communicating, getting to know about this plant, and getting people and the patients to know more about this plant that they're using.
Yeah.
They're
awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
I'm excited.
If you can check out right now Cannabis Patient Network online, Facebook,
yep.
they'll be there. So, wow, stay tuned for more awesome shows. And
yeah.
go come down to Tumbleweeds Health Center, 5315 East Broadway, tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, $99 certification. Come down and support the program, support your body, get certified.
Thanks, Health Star.
Thanks, Cannabis Kids. Thanks, patients.
Thanks, patients. Doctors,
Miss Mary D, Amita Nisha, Tekka, and our mystery patient is always here, quietly shouting,
yelling,
educational things. And remember, guys, be smart,
be safe,
and educate. Woo!